ain't a game, but I'm winning. Knowing my opponent is death, loving every minute till not a moment is left. Like I ain't got a moment to rest before they bury me. The goal's to be one of the best, and hope your legacy is what enormous is. Performance is stunner. The enormous left street corners get from them, and all the chicks love them. All the infos in this, immoralist, equal of this honor. Every day I get money, I'm good. I'm still spending 86 money. Pull up in that new brick truck, bank up. Soon as these dudes get kicked up, they bankrupt or bank up. Soon as they step foot on the curb, I get that love in the hood I deserve. I'm putting in words, supplying like a cook and a serve. Still so good as absurd. How I feel is hard to put it in words, like a present time. It's hard to capture the moment. Different rules, so many different views. That's like a focus. Food for thought, now they make food for thought. The brainwashed what you was taught, took your past and stole it. Very truth and lies and leave it half decoded. If it ain't adding up, do the math, expose it. It's division, it's even more complicated after COVID. I feel it's time now, don't be the last to know it.
I'm back on my feet now. Through trials face out. Back on my feet now. With strange redefined.
I be rapping out here lying by the truth. Even though his family black thought he was lying by his roots. Had these two-faced gangsters out here lying by the truth. This is their way to heaven, leave him lying on the stoop. Tony Stark's in his element, got iron in my group. Some people dying is evident, I'm iron in my suit. Y'all got gasoline drawers and fire in your boots. I'm firing squad fire, I say fire and they shoot. Slide no ball ties, just retire and regroup. The troops are not as fine, my requirements recruit. Get my environment, shoot, all the generals are loot. Y'all chasing the clock chasers, that's a trivial pursuit. I'm the type to pay attention and recoup. But any payment from pagans who would say, I rebuke. I'm the proof, that hit him like a fact you can't refute. Don't be a lying in the general, I'll be lying in the booth.
Of seduction, I can heal all your ills and give you extreme delight, but only if you allow me to turn off the lights. Shakespeare, a world-class poet. So kick back and relax yourself, baby. Let me pour you a glass of Moet. Darkness will be your blessing as I bring you extreme delight. But first, you must allow me, Shakespeare, to turn off the lights. Click.
DJ Yella, the mixologist of the crew, and I would just love to mix bodies with you. Your lips, I would kiss. Your body, I would hold tight, but only if you allow me, check this out, to turn off the lights.
Before you turn off the lights, let's get one thing understood.
I dance with nothing but a G-string on my hip. Your kiss and touch I'd slowly collect, for they would be my tip. As parts of your body I'd slowly kiss, and others I'd gently bite. But first, you must allow me, Lonzo, to turn off all the lights.
What else makes you feel regret?
That I did it again.
You did it again?
I fired my school and I burned down that pervert's house. I only have a few days left before they catch me.
Did Frank tell you to do these things?
I have to obey him. He saved my life. I have to obey him or I'll be left all alone. And then I won't be able to figure out what this is all about. I won't be able to know his master plan.
Do you mean God's master plan? Do you now believe in God?
I have the power to build a time machine.
How is that possible? How is time travel possible, Donnie?
Time's up, Frank said.
When is this going to happen?
Soon.
What is going to happen?
Frank is gonna kill.
Who is he going to kill? Who is he going to kill, Donnie?
I can see him right now!
These guys can't open up.
If the sky were to suddenly open up, there would be no law. There would be no rule. There would only be you and your memories. The choices you've made and the people you've touched. If this world were to end, there would only be you and him and no one else.
Se pone triste contemplando. DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. Oh, you hear that? I hear it. Hold on. Let's turn it down. Let's try to figure out the sound. What's that, guys? You hear that? That's a beeping. Let's see if it can get louder. Oh, it turned off now. I heard it though. It's okay. I guess I scared the beep. Whoa. Now it's scaring me. I heard it play. It might have been a robotic car. You know how they make noises. Robotic cars, driverless cars. Whether you're in one or not, shouts out to you. So much music, so little time. Music you heard Jeanette. And that was live, ¿Por qué te vas? En vivo! Before that, something from Donnie Darko. I hope you liked it, because it's awesome. We also had something from World Class Wrecking Crew with Turn Off the Lights. We also had music in there. We had music that featured Nate Dogg and Bass Hollow, Rakim and Method Man. That was Back on My Feet. We had Salt, S-A-U-L-T, Salt, with Love Does Not Equal Pain. Dig it. And we start off the whole set with Glasser, Vine, the CZ Wang remix. Let it be known, we got it all. Shouts out to all. Last minute requests, give me a call when I remember the number. 962? No. Oh, man. I forgot the number. What happened? I remember the old number was 962-7979. Someone put the number in the chat. You know? Why did I forget the number? My mind, man. My mind. Oh, it's 415. Poo Hat. All right. So that's the phone number. 415. Poo Hat. You know? Now we know why we were talking about bathrooms. Because our phone number is 415 P O O H H A T. Poo Hat. There you go. Also, got to give a big shout out to Dibu Disu. Dibu Disu was talking about, we were talking about the whole bathroom stuff, and he talking about open-minded about bathroom etiquette. You're a good fella. In Ecuador, you must register and confirm you're not a robot. And then Dibu Disu also says Donnie starts rubbing himself. Yeah, I remember that. Creepy time travel awesomeness. Yo, man, I still remember, dude. I still remember the first time I watched Donnie Darko. I've seen Donnie Darko a bunch of times, okay? I'm not fanatical or anything, but I've had opportunities. Now, check it out. The very first time I saw Donnie Darko, what year did that come out? 2000, 2001, maybe 2002? I think 2000, 2001. One of the first millennium of the new millennium movies, you know? I'm pretty sure it's 2000, 2001. It could even be early 2001 because maybe there was a shock factor because there was an airplane crashing into a house scene, you know, or part of an airplane. You know, I think it's year 2000, all right? I'm going to say 2001, final answer, okay? I'll find out right now. And this is why I still remember Donnie Darko, guys. Okay? 2001, all right. 2001, it came out. I had a friend who was a big high-tech guy. All right, straight into in the intelligence, you know, knew about AI before AI, you know, he knew how to build computers himself. This is one of those guys, man. And he started, you know, after all what's said, drug deals, you know, gang fights, you know, lockdowns, everything you could think of, right? And after all through that in 2001, he decides, all right, I'm gonna start something, doing something new in my life. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pirate movies. And he started getting all these movies that were in the theaters. You know, this is in 2001, okay? So this is 2001. Year 2001, I had a friend who just started getting into getting pirated movies, straight ones that were in the theater. So this is 2001, and he got this movie And we watched it for the very first time, and he had a nice big TV and everything, but he just had to hit play on the computer. And this is, you know, 2001, guys. This is pre-9/11. It's pre-9/11, okay? And I'm watching this. And I watched Donnie Darko. And if you ever seen Donnie Darko, you know it's a trippy movie. It's one of those movies I could catch something every time I watch it again. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm realizing how much, I don't know her name, but she's the big girl in the movie. She's like the big schoolgirl. She's big. She's, and I don't mean that literally, but I think she's a big part of the movie. I'm trying to figure her out now, you know, because at times they would just see her and she was so, her face was so emotional and they put her in good times. So I think she's the big part to the time travel is what I'm saying. Donnie Darko, the movie, is about time travel, right? And I remember seeing that being pirated by this guy who's, you know, put down the machine gun. He put down the espionage. He put down, you know, the double identity down. And he decided to pirate movies. And this was his first one. And, dude, and you go, oh, yeah, well, so what? You know, like, what is he going to get out of that? He's going to get money. Because you know what he did? He had a nice big TV. This is 2001, guys. He had a nice big TV. This wasn't flat screen yet. It might have been right at the beginning, but he had a big one. You know? One of the first HDs, possibly. And he put it in his garage. It's nice and big. It's like being in a theater. And then he made, and then he put seats and he made rows and he had a little movie theater in his garage. And you could watch these movies that were out at AMC, Cinemark, Movieplex, whatever. And he was making money off of people. He's like, okay, yeah, I got the new, what's 2001, I can remember, 2001, oh, I got the new Daredevil, this 2002, I got the new Daredevil, you want to watch it? You know Ben Affleck? Shut up, it just movie came out, it's not even now, yeah, I got it. You can watch it in my garage. $5, dude. I'll even give you some snacks. Shh. How can you turn that down? Get out of here. You know? You know it? Dibu Disu says, creepy time travel awesomeness. Dibu Disu says, Jenna Malone or Drew Barrymore? Oh, I take Drew Barrymore in that movie. In that movie, I like it because she's a teacher, you know what I'm saying? And she has attitude, you know? And she was a little more real. Jenna Malone was that Donnie Darko's girl? I take Drew Barrymore. I would. She looks good. That's a good choice. Question. But you know, Drew Barrymore won my heart in Firestarter and won my heart again in Wayne's World. Right? She was in Wayne's World 1. Oh my God, she looks phenomenal in that movie. Like phenomenal. You know? Kerrigan? Oh, man. But Donnie Darko, man, I remember that movie, man. I remember watching it going, what the hell just happened? What is this little goofy kid thinks he could time travel? He has a psychiatrist. He burnt down somebody's, a high school, or somebody's house, actually. And dude, hey, check it out. Dibu Disu, you want to see something funny? You know what? I always get confused. So, okay, you get your street. So, yeah, let's say you're looking for a movie, let's say on Netflix or any app, right? So, you're seeing the movie posters, right? The covers of the movies, whatever a thumbnail it is, right? usually it's the movie cover, right? If I'm wrong. I think usually it's right. Netflix has been changing it. They've been putting like random pictures from the movie now, right? But check it out. Dibudisu. If you ever, you know what? I get confused sometimes. So I'm looking through the movies and there's two movies I get confused because of the movie poster. I don't know why. And maybe it's just my old head that I think of it. But if for some reason they look alike, is I always think, I always get confused. Donnie Darko, is it Donnie Darko the movie or Precious? I don't know why. I don't know if they have the same, they're using the same thumbnail and it looks similar, but next time you look at it, look at the movie poster for Precious and Donnie Darko, and they're pretty similar. But then again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just want them to be similar. But every time I see Precious, I see Donnie Darko. I don't know why. And when I see Donnie Darko, and I don't mean Donnie Darko, I don't mean Donnie Darko. I mean the robot, the rabbit, Frank, that he sees, that he imagines, that he sees in his brain. For some reason, when I look at the Precious movie poster, I see Frank the rabbit. That's what I'm saying. Or maybe they have the same movie poster. I don't know what it is, man, but when I see Precious, and if you ever seen the movie Precious, the movie poster is, I think, of her alone, Precious, the lady playing Precious, I think standing or walking. But I always get confused. If is that the movie Precious or Donnie Darko, you know? Maybe I'm wrong. Showing, says Dibudisu. Dibudes. Oh, okay. Dibudes. Thank you so much, Dibudes. Keep on rocking. Showing. Oh, man. We're causing chaos over here. My mind's playing tricks on me. I see things that I'm not supposed, that aren't there, maybe. You know? That was Donnie Darko's problem. Donnie Darko's problem, he kept seeing things in his head. So then he saw Frank the Rabbit. Now I'm seeing Frank the Rabbit when I see Precious. Weird stuff, bro. Weird stuff. Oh, Dibudisu. Dibudisu. Did I get it right? Maybe. Or is it Dibudisu? All right. Keep on rocking, Dibudisu. We're still here. Looking at pictures, what do we see? Let me tell you what I see. I see the SATA Con after party, co-presented by Radio Valencia. That's right. SF Indie Fest presents SATA Con after party. First, see the film. First, SATA Con. And it's February 5th, 6:30 p.m., Roxy Theater House 1, 3117 16th Street, San Francisco. 94103. Come to the Roxy Theater, guys. Go check this movie out, SATA Con. Then, after, go to the Kilowatt and check out the after party. Radio Valencia's DJs will be spinning throughout the night. Kilowatt, 3160 16th Street, San Francisco. Both those are really next to each other. They're close. They're probably a block away, if that. But remember, the SATA Con after party is happening at the Kilowatt. And first, check out the SATA Con film at the Roxy Theater House 1. Thursday, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And the after party starts 8 p.m. and on at Kilowatt. More information at RadioValencia.fm. Oh, let it begin. The big man is here, bringing you music from all over the universe. Debut Des. That's the name. Debut Des, my friend. Okay, I'm getting it right. I think I am. You keep on rocking. You know, my English is bad, guys. I know you guys know this. My English is bad. You know, and I have a heavy accent. I was born in Sunnyvale, California, guys. Get off my ass, okay? I barely went to school. I barely graduated. But it's okay. I want to get everybody's name right, you know? That's all I want to say. You can hit me up, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. You can even hit me up on Nextdoor. Shouts outs to everyone. Hey, if anyone's from Nextdoor, shouts outs to you. Thank you so much for listening. Let's see. You know, but I've enjoyed Nextdoor. I'm on Nextdoor, guys. You know. So I got shouts outs to Anna De Jesus. Thank you so much for everything. Or Judy Berkowitz. Thank you so much. Annie Salazar. Keep on rocking. Nothing but love for all of y'all. If you're listening, Ryan Quintana. Keep on rocking too. Tortson. You too, man. Thank you so much. This is awesome. Nextdoor. Those are my Nextdoor community, you know? Lavor L. Keep on rocking too, man. Nextdoor is nice. I like them, you know? You get some good deals. People are selling things. I like bartering. Don't you like to trade? Anybody like to trade? I like trading. I'm looking for a Switch. What do you need? You'll be surprised with what I have. Not much, but not little. How about this? I have variety. Whatever you call it, bartering, man. I got records, you know. Some are good, but maybe the ones that I think are good are bad to you. But maybe the bad things that I think I have on record is good to you.
Oh, they're kidding.
Oh, baseball's back. Oh, it's gonna be back. Pretty soon, spring training will be started. At the end of February, I think I'm a month early. Whatever it is, shuts us to you. We got to get back into the music, guys. I'm yapping along. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Drop. The Charges, playing soul, blues, for you, on vinyl, on wax, on the attack. DJ Mark comes in at noon, all will be well. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in your heart. see what's going on now. I've been playing music from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see who's getting inducted now. Straight to your eardrums. Something from the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who's getting inducted to the fame? Let's find out.
It's my honor tonight to be the one to induct Joe Cocker into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Come on. And here to kick off a musical tribute to Joe are the Tedeschi Trucks Band featuring Nathaniel Rateliff. Come on, Sam, take it away. Woo!
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Take no fast train. Oh, the lonely days are gone, and I'm coming home, okay. But baby, rock me a lonely.
I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Oh, I'm gonna find my way back home again. I know the lonely days.
Cease, Kyle.
So, I'm Bolt. This is Vin Merrick. He's co-owner of the Sixers, but he basically runs the team. And this is Leon Rich, basically runs the world.
Double Deuce told me a lot about you, man.
Oh, yeah, Bo Cruz. We certainly have heard a lot about you.
From Stanley, of course, and Oscar Morales, our in-house counsel. Met you at the airport, I believe.
Yeah, they met.
Go get laced up, bud.
Huge fan.
Thanks, man. Hey, nice talking about you.
Come on, bro.
Sorry, but I had to bring him. You're going to see why after you watch the kid play.
Good luck.
Appreciate it. Bells.
What is Kermit Wills doing here? That guy's a locket, too.
He thinks he should be number one.
He can shoot from anywhere. Just stay with him wherever he goes.
Don't let him score in bunches. Don't let him get hot, okay? He's here to show off. Use that. Get physical with him. You give Kermit Wilts the business, your whole world's going to change overnight. You got this shit. Go get it.
Hey, best of luck out there, man.
What's your name?
Bo.
Bo. I like that.
Strong. Strong like Bo?
Let's give these people a shot. What do you say, Bo? So, where you from?
Spain.
Shit sounds whack. Y'all like bullfights over there, right? So here's what's gonna happen. You're the bull. I'm the motherfucker with the cape running your big dumb ass in circles. That's cool. Let's get it.
Something happened.